Quest presents an unabridged recording of A Deadly Dividend, a gripping murder mystery set in Dublin, by David Pearson, narrated by Roger Clark.
Chapter 1. Jesus, Mary, there's someone at the door. Pat turned over and saw that the little green figures on the bedside clock said 2:40. Mary, his wife, continued to sleep, or at least feign sleep, in the bed beside him, as he threw back the blankets and struggled to put on his slippers. "Who the hell can that be at this hour of night?" Pat grumbled. He was up now, and beginning to focus. He went to the bedroom door where his dressing gown was hanging on a hook, and wrapped it hurriedly around himself. Thump, thump. There it was again, a determined effort to wake the household coming from downstairs. "It's probably John after forgetting his keys again," Mary said sleepily from the comfort of the double bed. Pat grunted as he made his way carefully down the steep, narrow stairs in the little terraced house. He took the steps gingerly. His arthritis was at him again, and the last thing he needed was a fall. When he got downstairs, he switched on the lights, which revealed a dark shape on the other side of the glass-panelled front door. Pat opened it just a little, being not quite sure what to expect. "Mr. McKenna," said the tall, lanky garda standing outside on the footpath. His female colleague, much shorter in stature, looked on silently.
"Yes, I'm Pat McKenna. How can I help you?"
"May we come in, please, sir?" the female officer said. "Oh, right, yes, sure, come in," Pat said, standing aside and indicating that the two should go into the front room to the left of the narrow hallway. The room was tidy but small, with a slightly tired-looking sofa, an easy chair in front of a tiled fireplace, and a densely patterned floral carpet in autumn colours on the floor. Pat switched on the single light in the room, which was suspended from the centre of the ceiling, and bore a plastic shade that had a good amount of dust accumulated on it. "Sit ye down there," Pat said. The two officers sat on the worn, brown, moquette-covered sofa, close to the edge of the seat. They didn't want to appear in any way relaxed.
"My name is Garda Richard Walsh, and this is my colleague Emily O'Connor," the tall garda said, removing his cap and gesturing towards his companion. "Can I ask if you have a son called John, Mr. McKenna?" Walsh said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?